Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Kelly Harrop. I'd like to thank you all for calling in to Walking in the Footsteps of Jesus Ministries. For those who would download this program later on, I welcome you as well. Let us all pray together, my friends. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for those who are having a hard time in their lives right now. We pray, Lord, that the words you'll give me will be yours, not mine, that the words you want them to hear will give them some hope and understand that you are always with them, for you promised us this 2,000 years ago when you told your disciples, which the words were also meant for every believer who followed them, that you never leave us to the end of the world. And which means you'll be with us forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. We pray this, you know, amen, amen. My friends, turn with me now to Genesis chapter 37. I will be reading verse 5 through 11. Now Joseph dreamed. And he told it to his brother, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, "Please hear this dream which I have dreamed. There we were binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaves arose also stood up upright. And indeed your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaves." And his brother said to him, "Shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you indeed have dominion over us?" So they hated him even more for his dream and for his words. Then he dreamed still another dream, and he told it to his brother. And he said, "Look, I have dreamed another dream. And this time, and the moon, and the even and the 11 stars bowed down to me." So he told it to his father and his brother, and his father rebuked him and said to him, "What is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you?" And his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind. Now, my friends, right over here, we see with Joseph. Joseph walked with the Lord. We can also say during this time, I would say Joseph was even close to being Christ-like because his heart was totally for the Lord. He understood what the Lord wanted from him, and he believed in the vision the Lord told him through his dream. True, Joseph was his father's favorite son, which got his brothers to be jealous of him, but I also believe that his brothers were jealous of him because he had a close relationship with the Lord our God. Now, God told him in his vision that Joseph would one day be a very mighty man, that even his brother, and yes, his own father, would even bow down to him, and all the peoples of the known world would bow down to him. Now, you could see where his brothers didn't like this, and I would say deep down, they knew God was telling him in the dream that Joseph would be over them. So, what do you think they did? They threw Joseph in a pit, did they not now? And later on in the story, they sold him as a slave. Now, when you see Joseph being sold as a slave, you'd be saying, "Now, wait a minute now. What's going on here? Where is God in this? God promised him that he'd be a great man, but he's being sold into slavery. How could a great man come up be a great man if he has a slave? Well, in Joseph's case, he did become a good man, did he not, ma'am? Because when he was sold to Potiphar, when the slave trader sold him in Egypt, he became great in Potiphar's house, and Potiphar trusted him as his number one slave, that he made sure that everything was run straight in Potiphar's house. Unfortunately, Potiphar had an unfaithful wife. An unfaithful wife who wanted to sleep with Joseph, who wanted Joseph to lay down and have sex with her while her husband wasn't in the house. But Joseph, he knew better. And remember, my friend, this was before the law. God hadn't told the children of Israel, thou shalt not commit adultery, or thou shalt not, basically take another man's wife, right? He should not covet another man's wife. Joseph knew better because he walked with the Lord. The Lord, he knew not to sleep with his master's wife. He knew better than that. And he showed respect for his master and for his Lord and God than to lower himself to do this. So what happens when he rebukes Potiphar's wife? She accuses him falsely of rape. Now Joseph is considered a rapist and is put in prison for raping an important man's wife. Now it looks like for Joseph, where is God in this? Why isn't God here for this man of his? Well, as we know, and what happened when Joseph was in prison, Joseph even became a great man in prison because he followed the Lord. He never gave up believing that the Lord will deliver his promise to him through his dreams. He knew, he never gave up believing that the Lord would get him through this fire that was happening within his life. And as we know, through visions from other prisoners, eventually one of the prisoners remembers the vision Joseph had about him, and it was the cook, and he remembered that Joseph told him that, oh, it's the winemaker. he would be the one being released from jail, and he remembered Joseph telling him this. So he tells Pharaoh about this, because Pharaoh had a dream. And Joseph, through God giving him the vision, understood what Pharaoh's vision was. Cain, only second unto Pharaoh, became the most powerful man in Egypt, and since Egypt was a superpower at that time, he became the most powerful man in the world, in the known world at that time. And you know what? You know the story, how the story went, that Joseph fed half the known world, including saving his own family from starvation. And yes, he reigned over his own family, you might say. It did come true. But meaning, my point being, that Joseph could have complained the whole time and say, God, where are you? You promised me this blessing, but it's not filling. Why am I in this mess? My life just keeps going the wrong way. Where are you? But he had faith. And faith in his Lord, his God. He knew God would walk in the fire with him. And God surely did. He walked through the fire on this terrible time in Joseph's life. He walked through this terrible time with him. And as you know, Joseph did become second under Pharaoh, as God promised he would be. My friend, in your own life, you may be facing tough times in your life. To the just and the unjust. For the unjust, when tough times happen to them, they usually try to find other matters to fill in this tough time they're having. They either get drunk with alcohol, high on drugs, or try to go into another addiction like pornography or other stuff. Other stuff the world offers to them so they can get their mind off their tough things of what is going on in their life. And yes, many people may turn to the entertainment field by watching movies and TV, their mind off their troubles. But for the just who believe in Christ Jesus, we turn to Him. We go down and bow down on our knees to Him and pray. Remember us, Lord, as we're going through this tough time. And the Lord is remembering, because remember when He told His disciples, I will never leave you until the end of the age. And this promise was for you too. And if you know He is keeping this promise to you, be in despair. Understand this, that the Lord is with you right now, and this terrible thing that is happening in your life will not last forever. God has not deserted you. Like Joseph in Genesis, He walked with Joseph during this tough time in his life. Joseph did not deserve this, but we know that the world is sinful and evil. And sinful things, evil things, do happen to people who are just as well as the unjust. Remember, when Adam, when he agreed to listen to his wife, to listen to Satan, to bite into the forbidden fruit that the Lord God told him not to bite into, what happened? Adam allowed sin to come upon the earth. He allowed the spiritual welfare to be taken over on this earth by Satan. So, bad things do happen. For everything Satan comes across, he ruins things up. He makes you feel miserable. He'll try to ruin your marriage, your personal friendship. He'll even do it inside the church, among the family of God. He'll even try to destroy marriages within the church. He'll try to destroy your friendships among the church. He'll even try to have you be disrespectful to the leaderships of the church. Everything that he tries to do will cause disharmony in. He does this to the just and the unjust. Remember what Paul said about our war is a spiritual war, for what it is. Spiritual warfare. Why does Satan attack the just? Because he's trying to drag you back when you are unjust. He wants you to say, God, where are you? And turn your back on the Lord your God because bad times are happening in your life. But reason why we read the stories like Joseph is a reminder for you and I that despite the bad things happen in our lives, we have our Lord our God with us. Remember, we who are just, it is true. We may be living on this world, but we don't belong to it, and we understand this. But as much as the good things the Lord gives to us, we know the enemy tries to destroy it through other means and matters. There is a spiritual war going on there, and he tries to attack us in any way he can. But the good news for you and I is this. We don't have to turn to substance abuse or try to grab onto any other little thing that's going to get our mind off the terrible matter temporarily. Focus on Christ Jesus, and he'll get rid of that problem in your life permanently. Alcohol, drink, or sex isn't going to help you out. It's not going to get you out of your problem. We'll just have a temporary fix that gets your mind off the problem, but what will get your mind off the problem forever is focus on Jesus. Pray to Him and remember His promise to you about not leaving you. Any promise He's made to you, He will keep that promise, and His bad time will not stay forever. He will get you through the fire, and the fire will be over with you. This bad time for you in your life will not last forever. It will be over with. Now, some of you might be saying, well, how do we know about tough times? Well, as you recall, when He was Jesus Christ upon the earth, when our Lord walked upon the earth, I would call having a bad day, having one friend betray you for money, to betray you to your enemies. Then another friend who was so bold who told every apostle that was in the room, I will never deny you if all others flee from you. He was even warned, the same apostle who was so bold that he would deny Jesus three times. And Peter said, no, Lord, I will never deny you three times. But when the time came, he did deny him three times. Did he not have? And he wept after he realized what he had done. So Jesus understands bad times. That night when he was arrested, his enemies beat him up. They mocked him, and they gave him to the Romans. You might say tortured him before he went to the cross because he was brutally beaten by the whip. By the time he got to the cross, you might say he was probably close to being shot and close to death. Then he hung on the cross, which was also a terrible death right there. So, did Jesus have a bad day that day? Oh, you betcha he did. But as we know, because he shed his blood for you and I, it was a good day for you and I because through his blood we were washed clean because he was willing to make that sacrifice for you and I. He knew he had to make that to bring what Adam had lost centuries ago, the connection between him and the Father and mankind, gave back to him. When he died upon that cross and died for our sins, and we accepted him as our Lord and Savior, that bond that God had with Adam was restored. We were spiritually connected to the Father again through Christ Jesus. However, we who walk by faith do not have to behave like the first Adam. We know tough times will come upon us, but we also know that the Lord Jesus Christ will walk through us during this terrible time and get us through this time. We know the apostles had what they had to walk through during their time. Many times they were arrested. Many times they were beaten. We know Peter was arrested many times. We know Paul was arrested many times. But yet, they did not lose faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. They knew about His promise and His promise to get people through. John, the Revelator, who wrote the book of Revelation, when he was on the island of Patmos, all by himself, fear the Romans thought they shut him up forever. And yet, the Lord had a thing for him to write. He showed him the vision of the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation was merely to tell you and I that despite the persecution that befall us in life, that Christ will keep His promise, that He will one day come upon this earth and put His kingdom physically upon this earth, but Christ will be ruling from Jerusalem physically. And that is a promise He will keep. And that is a promise we should hold. We should never think that His promise should never come. If we believe He will walk us through the problems of our life and something happens, bad happens to us, we should believe that He will come and return one day physically and reign upon this earth. That's what we should believe, my friend. And believe this we should. For God will never leave you and I. For He promised never to walk away from us. He promised never to leave us. He promised to always battle we face is spiritual. And why we are attacked this way is because Satan wants you and I to turn away from God and say he is not there. He tried to do this in Job. Remember Job? Everything he did to Job, he wanted Job to curse God out, but he would not curse God. He stayed faithful. So be like Job. Be like Joseph. Be like the other men who served God who did not falter. Be like the apostles who could have faltered many times when they were arrested by the Jewish and Roman authorities of their time, but yet they still held faithful to Christ Jesus. They knew his promises were there, and they knew what was going to be would end up all right in the end. And it did. Things will turn out all right. So if you were going through a terrible time in your life, friends have deserted you. People have said bad things about you. People have said all false things about you. And trying to ruin your reputation outside in the world or inside the church. But just remember, the Lord is with you. He knows the truth. He knows who you are. Hold fast. Do not falter. For this bad time in your life will not last forever, because the Lord will pull you through this, and your enemy who's attacking you right now will cease to attack you any longer. Things will get better. Things will get better for you, because you are a child of the Lord, and the Lord Jesus Christ will get you through this matter, and this pain that you're going through right now will not be forever. He will get you through it, because he made this promise to you when he said, I will never leave you. And if you believe that, you know he will never leave you. He will get you through this tough time in your life, because he is walking with you, because he understands what you're going through, and he'll be with you. Let me also mention this. How did God feel when Adam disobeyed him? Yes, I mentioned when he was God the Son, how he felt when his friends betrayed him, being taken on the cross, tortured before he went on the cross, being mocked at. So what about God the Father altogether? How did he feel when Adam turned on him and sinned? It was a bad day for him too, because here he made this perfect man. He walked with this perfect man. He knew this perfect man. But in one day, he saw this perfect man change before his eyes, where this perfect man hid from him, blame on another person for his own sin. He was sad, was he not, man? He was also saddened for Eve as well, because he created Eve to be a partner in life for this perfect man, and she was a perfect woman. She was perfect for Adam. And yet, this perfect woman who told the Lord the truth all the time, listened to the serpent whom Satan was possessing, trusted it, ate of the fruit, then ate of it herself and gave it to her husband to eat. Adam didn't protect his wife, and Eve didn't protect her husband, and they fell. And Eve blamed the snake for her, and they kept his mouth shut. But we know the warning God gave to Satan that, yes, he as God the Son will step on his head. Well, Satan do the nails of the cross or bruise his heel. But yet, the victory goes to God because salvation came when that day happened. My friends, God understands and mourns for things when he sees his people turn the other way. Do not let Satan rob you of your happiness. Tough times are happening within your life. Things and lies are being said about you. Untruths and ruins of your character is out there. And you think, how am I going to get my character back? Well, people believe the stuff about me. How can I prove this isn't true when all these people are saying these things about me? Where can I go? Where could you go? There's a song out there, an old hymn song that says, where can I go but to the Lord? And that's who you go to, but to the Lord, because he will be there with you for you when this terrible time is going on. But your reputation will be returned to you again. Everything that someone tried to take from you, promise you, that Satan can use them to take away from you, will be brought back to you. Happiness will be brought back to your heart. Your reputation will be whole again. God has promised this to you. Remember Job. Satan took everything from Job, but yet when Satan lost, God gave everything back to Job. He was with Job when Job was going through these problems. Job was never truly alone. God was with him. And when it was time, God revealed himself to Job. God is with you right now, revealing himself to you. He is telling you to hold fast. Together, you and he will get through this matter. Put this matter in his hand, and he will conquer whatever the enemy is throwing at you. And you will be blessed. And the things that Satan is throwing at you now will not last forever. Your reputation will be intact. You will be intact because you walk with the Lord. You, everything that has happened to you will be no more, and the joy and happiness that you once had will be again. Patience will be back again. Things will get better, for the Lord had promised you 2,000 years ago when he said, I will never leave you until the end of time. Hallelujah! My friends, I want to stop here for tonight and tune in with us on Tuesday night when we invite Brother Johnny Embry to come and teach again for us on Tuesday night. And my friends, if this message was something you needed to hear, if the Holy Spirit wanted you to hear, I am glad you heard it tonight because the Lord God will never leave you. Remember that. He's with you. Walk with the Lord, to the Lord. Things will get better. Your reputation will not be ruined. Everything that someone is, that Satan is using to try to drag you down, they will fail. Remember what God told the children of Israel through the book of Moses, which is to you and I today. God will bless those who bless you. And curse those who curse you. If not walking with the Lord, if cursing you, they will fall. They will fall, as God was promised. But if you're walking with the Lord, you will be blessed by the Lord. So do not worry, and do not worry what evil people try to do to you. God will get you through this in the end, and the victory will be yours because God is with you. Because you are his child. And one day, remember this, all this evil will be no more upon this earth when Christ reigns. Remember that. Physically upon the earth. Remember this. Remember this. But right now, he is with you right now, and he'll get you through this tough time, and things, and bad things will never happen to you forever. He will get you through this tough time and bring you to glory and victory. in his name. Amen and amen. My friend, may the Lord Jesus Christ bless your life, and may you walk with him forevermore. I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.